Christ has risen. Everybody should get up at 4 a.m. and walk down a dark, dark road and go to the church and be there when it's still and quiet, and then hear the midnight office and other services, venerate all the icons with the monks. It helps a person have perspective. I'm walking back now to the guest house at the Hermitage of the Holy Cross. We're going to have a big work day in a few minutes. But every morning we have services at 5 a.m. Every evening also at 5 p.m. or 5:30. And I think that this brings clarity to the mind to serve so early and to listen and to try to collect yourself. I find before every service, but especially in a monastery, I feel this excitement that I'm going to have something happen to my soul and that I'm going to pay attention and God is going to visit me and I'm going to 100% without fail have my mind completely fixed on the prayers and on God. And that clarity is there at the beginning of the service, and maybe even for a couple minutes. And then I find myself thinking of some odd thing and pulling back. It's just what I call a stupid human trick. We're like the wind. We blow all over. We have hardly any attention. But those moments that there is attention are so precious. Kind of puts things in perspective. And I was kind of thinking, what am I going to glean from this little trip? What's going to change in me? Is something going to be better in me because of prayer and the work and the reading? Or am I going to be just the same old schmo that I was? I think we should kind of have that thought before every service. I don't know if the recording is giving it, but walking down this lane, there's water everywhere. There are little mountain streams, probably at least a dozen of them, that I walk past, going all down the mountain, all everywhere. It's a very, very wet spring. It rained all day yesterday, just about, and we were out working in the rain, sometimes soaked to the bone. It was awesome. But the most awesome thing is to be in the services, trying to collect yourself and feeling that something holy is happening to you. Now, it happens not all at once. I wish it did. But it happens a little bit at a time. But there's something profound about being in a service early in the morning. As a pastor, I immediately think when I'm in those moments that there are people that never will experience that. That their understanding of the church is just to come on Sunday, occasionally maybe to fast for 3 days and to gut out through the vigil and have communion. But these moments when you have services that are not divine liturgy are so precious to me. They're actually my favorite times because that's when I feel collected and I feel some intensity. It's a really a wonderful feeling. And you should try to experience it if you've never done it. Come to a monastery and pray. Try to work if you can. It's good to work too. When I'm here, I work pretty hard, and it's great. So, God help us.